Let's get ready to rumble!
Out of bounds, on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
We last heard from Eddie Howe on Tuesday ahead of the Melbourne Cup, which begs the question, did you pick a winner, Eddie?
I did not. I had two horses finish in the top three from my box trifecta, but missed the important one, the winner. I didn't pick that, and not a lot of people did, I don't think.
It was a pretty impressive run, just pretty much front-running the whole way.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. It was a great Melbourne Cup. It was a great race all over. And a lot of different horses jostling for position as they came down the line. But yeah, to lead from start to finish, basically, a lot of experts reckon that the race was won pretty much in the first 200 or 300 metres with the way they settled. So, but a fantastic Melbourne Cup.
Of course, unfortunately marred by the death of Anthony Van Dyke as well, which really was the black mark on the day. And there's a lot for the Victorian Racing Club to deal with there. Let's turn our attention to the BBL. Footy season's done. Cricket season's on the way. There's actually been some changes to the upcoming fixture this season.
Yeah, so they have juggled some stuff around, and basically they've re-released the first half of the season. So games kicking off from the 10th of December through until New Year's Eve. They've got the fixture the whole way, but after that, locations and times and that sort of stuff to be determined. We've only got two games in that first part of the season at Adelaide Oval. The Strikers, almost said the Crows. The Strikers will play Perth in a couple of games on the 29th of December, and then we get our usual New Year's Eve fixture at Adelaide Oval.
Great.
The rest of the games are in Canberra and Tassie, with a couple at the Gabba as well. So interesting how that's been sprinkled around. I'm sure that if possible, they will stack the back end of the fixture with games in Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah, it looks like we've lost one of those fixtures there, which is a bit of a shame for Strikers fans. With the crowds that we get there, I don't think there'll be too many fans missing out. That kind of 25,000-26,000 capacity probably sits pretty comfortably with the Strikers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess a bit of the shine has worn off the BBL.
Yeah,
I remember probably 5 years ago, was when it was at its absolute peak, and the Strikers were doing extraordinarily well, and we would have really large crowds, sort of 45, even 50,000, I think, for maybe one game. The New Year's Eve is always a spectacle, but I think you're right. As it's, people have found it to be, be more comfortable in front of their telly watching this, and taking the family to one or two games a summer as opposed to all of them, I think that that crowd figure will be about right.
The Strikers do a great game day experience, so head along to the cricket this summer if you can. Hey, Eddie, just quickly, the Brisbane Heat have released this morning that they have signed on Mornay Morkel, the South African, I should say, fastball as a local player. That is cheeky.
Yeah, he's apparently an Australian citizen now or something like that. Unbelievable. But some great talent getting around the BBL this year.
He is married to Australian reporter Roz Kelly, so they've worked that out well. Hey, Eddie, you actually attended Game 1 of the State of Origin on Wednesday night. I'll tread carefully because I know that you're a New South Wales man. It was Queensland getting the chocolates in a little bit of a boil over.
It was an absolute boil over. And, it was the team that I support that looked most likely to win anything this year. And at 10-0 at halftime, I was fairly confident about what was going to unfold in the second half. But you can never write Queensland off. And they found a way. They absolutely found a way. I thought that they were still in it at halftime. I didn't think that New South Wales had quite put Queensland away. But another amazing spectacle at Adelaide Oval would have been so many people around the country with eyes on our stadium and eyes on our city. It was a fantastic event, really well done, and it's just unfortunate that the result didn't go my way, which is, of course, the most important thing, Damon.
And the crowd, were they pretty passionate? Because, of course, this is a game largely played on the East Coast, two states that aren't represented here in South Australia. Was there still a lot of passion amongst the supporters?
Absolutely. And I think most people attending were actually wearing colours of one team or the other.
Okay.
There wasn't as many, I guess, sort of neutral observers that you would have there. Now, we've had a couple of NRL games here previously, just club teams, Sydney and Melbourne, where the ticket pricing was really for those who did want to go along, check out a game of rugby league, they could. Obviously, Origin pricing was the next level up, and then I guess the reduced crowd size. At the pub beforehand, it was filled with Blues and Maroon supporters. Queensland probably had the edge in the support. Definitely louder, I reckon. But another great experience at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, well done to all involved. I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm sorry the New South Wales didn't get up for you. Eddie, it's AFL trade period. It is running until Thursday next week. Both South Australian teams have stories running, but just want to cover Brad Crouch, who left the Crows earlier this week via free agency to St Kilda. Bit of an odd one after your head of football, Adam Kelly, came out and said, unless we get pick two, we're not doing it.
And then they did it, right? So it was a really weird storyline. And it's not often that a free agency decision like this goes right down to the wire. So once St Kilda makes the offer, the Crows had 3 days or something to work out whether they wanted to match it or whether they were prepared to let him go and take the compensation. In the end, they took the compensation. It is a bit of a rock and a hard place for me, this one.
Yeah.
I don't think anything, unless it was picked up, as soon as that was off the table, I don't know how they were going to try and engineer something for Brad Crouch that was worth more. There was certainly very little interest from other clubs, which didn't give them much to work with at all. Sometimes you just gotta roll over and take it.
Yeah, unfortunately, backed into a big corner. But it was the words and the optics of it all, which just probably sat pretty raw with Crows fans. A lot of the feedback on social media was pretty harsh. Kyle Hartigan actually left the club via free agency yesterday as well.
One-way traffic at the Crows. As per standard this time of year, he went to Hawthorn. We got a future. That was a trade. We got a future fourth-round selection for him. And the very first movement of the off-season, Rory Atkins to the Gold Coast, happened just after we got off air last week, Damon. So three players out at the Crows now. I think, not quite sure, there's Jackson Hatley from GWS who might be coming. He certainly said he wants to come to the Crows, and there's been a little bit of interest there. But apart from that, I think we'll be looking towards draft.
Yeah, the Crows have a lot of business to do on draft night. For Port, it's Orazio Fantasia, who is really causing a big headache because Adrian Dodoro, who is the head of trading at Essendon, is holding Port over a barrel.
This guy is nuts, right? He is off his head. So basically, his opinion is that all of the players that currently play for Essendon are fantastic, brilliant, the best players in the competition, they're worth everything. But as you know, so if he wants to try and get someone into Essendon, not willing to give up anything for them. And so he's come out with a list of Port Adelaide players that are stars and guns and said, oh yeah, we'll have them as a swap or a first round draft pick for a guy that's played three games in I don't know how long. It's crazy. And a Port don't actually have any obligation to get this done, in my mind. If they can't work out a deal that's satisfactory for them, then he doesn't come.
Yeah, I would be more than happy for Port Adelaide to walk away from this one.
Yeah.
It will be very interesting to watch. When we catch up again next Friday, the trade period will be done. I'm sure there will be stories. Anyhow, enjoy the next week. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, Damon.